Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atchala. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah, about a third of the way down. Amavshit bevehima uvachaya betohra vitmeya bedaka uvagasa. If you strip the skin, flay an animal, whether it's behima chaya, whether it's kosher or otherwise, whether it's a fair animal or a thick animal, I don't know, it's a kav gasa, from the flock or from the herd, l'shatiach k'deachiza. Here we're giving the shear of how much skin is off for it not to be considered part of the animal anymore. So if you're cutting it for like a rug or something, then as long as there's enough to hold on to, then that's off. But if you're cutting it for some sort of a wineskin where you'll have to have it doubled off, doubled over, then until you peel all of it off of the thorax. Hamargil, if you use your, if you're cutting from the feet, kulo chibor l'tumah, it's all mechubar l'tumah, even the part that's off is connected to the part that's on, litamei ulitamei, both to receive and to give tumah. Now, or shalat savar, what about the very loose skin around the neck? Rabbi Yochanan Nuri omer eno chibor, omrim chibor ad shefshit et kulo. So he holds it's not chibor, chachamim say it is until it's all off. Now, mikan ve'elech mai. Meaning, what about the rest of the stuff besides kedei achiza that's off? Amarav tahor mufshat. Any part that's off the skin besides that kedei achiza, that amount, is tahor. It's now skin. It's not part of the flesh. V'yasem ha-tefach ha-smuch l'basar tamei. The one tefach that's closest to the flesh is tamei. The rest is tahor. Meitavei, watch this challenge. Amavshit k'shiur hazeh mikar ve'edach ha-nogeb mufshat tahor. So he said if you pull off that amount, kedei achiza, anything beyond that, that you touch, that's off, is tahor. Isn't that even the closest tefach? Well, the vavi tefach is mechul basar, besides that tefach. Okay, toshma, b'or shekenegel basar tamei. If you touch skin that has meat on the back side of it, that's a kazayit, you're tamei. Or shekenegel basar tamei, ab tefach is mechul basar tahor. So that means that if you touch the skin that's within a tefach of the basar, but not opposite the basar itself, then you're tahor. The answer is Tana Kol Tefach Smuch L'Basar or Ken Hegan L'Basar Karilei. The answer is that our Tana, according to Rashi, our Tana will refer to any Tefach Samuch as being like it's there. Now, Toshma Mavshit Bevei Malvachaya B'Torah B'Tamei Amad Kav B'Gasar Shatech K'Dei Achizah. That's our Mishnah for Tefach Smuch L'Basar Tahor. And that means that the Tefach that's off, this is a Brita now that parallels our Mishnah, but adds that any bit that's off of the Basar is Tahor against Rashi. Let's talk about the first tefach that's off. So Tana kama kedei achiza. We have how much is kedei achiza that we had on a mishnah tefach. I have a Tanya tefachim. We have a mishnah bright that says two tefachim. I have tefach kafur. He says yeah, it means a tefach doubled over. That's how they would do it for a chemet. Sorry for cutting it off. Now Tanya nameyachi kama kedei achiza tefach kafur, a doubled over tefach. Tanatam, we have a Mishnah that says Talit in Kelim. Talit Shitchil Bala Korah. If you started ripping a garment, Kevan Sheni Kraruba, once a majority of it is cut, Shomer Chibur Tuara, then the two parts are not connected and it's Tahor, it's not a Kli anymore. Nachma Avua, Loshanu Eleba Talit Tfulat Yomi. So that's only talking about, and here, Rabbi Ravua gives a very particular kind of caveat to this. This is only true if it's a talit that you already put in the mikveh that day, just waiting for Harav Shemesh. Why do me go to Lachas Alav Atpala, since you show that you don't care about the dainty welfare of the garment because you put it into the mikveh? Lachayas Alav Akar Alav Ruban. Now we understand why you ripped the majority of it, because you're not concerned about it, and that for its tahor. Talit she not tfulat yom, but if you didn't yet put it in the mikveh, lo, we don't know whether you're really that concerned about it. So Adim Alav to the mikra ruba, because if you ripped the majority, next time you rip less than the majority, because you are concerned with the welfare of the garment, and therefore you're going to have a thing that's tameh that you're calling tahor. So Maravish Tei Tshuvot Padavar, he says that doesn't make sense on two levels. First of all, if you say that when the guy put it in the mikvah and now that it's torn a majority, now it's tahor, people are going to think it's the tefillah that made it tahor, which of course is not true because you have to wait for Erev Shemesh, and that will mislead. V'od, olata ofle Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and this seems to come from a different direction, but remember that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, against Chachamim, said that olata of, we have the simenachot, olata of does not get the head cut off, just Rov Shnayim. So now, he says you do Rov Shnayim. Leagues are demolatim yavod Rov Shnayim. So according to you, you're concerned that a person will not destroy a Rov if we see that he's concerned about it, and therefore we have to say destroy the whole thing in order to convince us. because then if you say that rove is enough, next time he won't do a rove, then how come Rav Elazar ben Shimon says it's enough to cut rove shnayim for an olata of, next time you might not do that? So Rav Yosef, the Ka'amar, Xer Shem Yom Rutfila Bat Yom Olah, so Rav Yosef answers and defends Rabbi Barvua to Rabbi's two claims. He says the first claim that people will think that the tefillah is good enough that day and you don't have to wait for nighttime. The fact that it's torn proves that that's not the case. It's the tear that made it tahor. So the answer is Kohanim's reasoning. We have a general rule. We don't make, there's a lot of gzeirot that we normally make. We don't make in the Mikdash because the Kohanim are very circumspect about their behavior. Okay, and they won't do less than a Rosh time. Toshma, Mavshit, Bevema, Vachaya, Betmeh, Motorabit, Kavagasal, Shtea, Kadeachiza. Our Mishnah, Hayetu, Bechteachiza, Tahor. So that means if you pull more than Kadeachiza off, it's Tahor. My leagues are Dimalawat to the Me'avar, Ella Kadeachiza. And now we see why this Sugi is here, because the same question could be asked about our Mishnah. If you say that Kadeachiza is the Shear, and by the way, this is going to wreak havoc with all Shearim, then why don't you say that it's not okay because if you say that that's enough, then you might rip less than that. V'kanaga b'tumah, and you're going to be touching something that's tame, v'kamatarinle, and you're walking in the mikdash, thinking that you touched something that was tahor, you'll claim it's tahor, and you're really tame. So, ibatumah doraita achinam, and the answer is, if you were talking about tumah doraita like a nevela, then you're right, we would not give it that little bit. Chameskinu b'tumah dorabanan, it's rabbinic tumah, and therefore we're mekil. Now, teinach tame b'tahora, that makes sense if you are a tame touching a tahora. And therefore, that's the tumah d'rabanan, which it, you're now sending it off as a sheni. Tahor b'tmeya tumah d'oraitahi. But if you're a tahor person touching a nevela, then that's tumah d'oraita. So the answer is b'treifa. It's not a nevela, it's a treifa. Treifa b'tmeya, since when is there any tumah d'treifa? The answer is in. Karavuda Shmuel, Dam Ravuda Shmuel, Treifa Shchata Matam Mukdashin. Shmuel's father famously said that a treifa does have tumah in the context of kodshim. Okay, Toshma, Rabbi Dusaimin Yudah Mishum Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamashit Bishratzim Chibur. If you pull off the skin off of the rodents, then it's still connected. Achiv Shid Kulo, until it's all off. Meaning our Shiur is not the case. Habagamal and Ochibur, so that means that in a big animal like a camel, it's not a Chibur. And you just said you need Kadeachizah. Lotem Habagamal and Ochibur, or Shalat Savar and Ochibur. No, what it means maybe is that skin around the neck of an animal is not chibur, and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, it follows Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, we saw at the end of the Mishnah, says that's not connected. When you tear the garment, back to the garment that we saw in Kelim, if you tore it and there was nothing left that you could make a garment out of, and you tore a majority of it, then you're right, it's tahor. But if you tore and there's enough to make a small, like an apron or something, then, because you're b'kedei ma'poret, chibur, then it's still mechubar to itself, and it's still tameh. Shlokesh Doshanu el talit. By the way, it's only a talit. Or if it's leather, then chalim. If it's fabric, it's ripped, you're not going to sew it together. But or you're going to sew together. Yochamar filu or nami lo chalim. He says, even as leather, you're not going to stitch together. So now let's see how this plays out. Do we have a concern with leather that if you rip it, it's going to, you're going to stitch it together, and therefore it's not tahor when you rip it? Or tameh midras, if you have leather, which is tameh midras because a zav sat on it or something. If you change your mind and said, I'm going to cut it up into shoes and shoelaces and straps. Not shoelaces. The minute you touch the knife to a tahor, until you make actually less than five tfachim long. Means you have to actually cut it down. You might not be a tahor, but it is, even a chacham to say, when you cut it down that much, it's tahor. My lema chalim, why don't we say, as Rosh Lakish said, that it's leather, so you're going to restitch it. The answer is, coming to chalim, echad the katsari leila hadya. That's when you mark it specifically and you cut it on a, like with a straight edge, so it's clear that you intend to re-sew it. But here you made a round cut or something to make sandal straps, and therefore it's clear you don't intend to restitch it. That's how Rabbi Shlokish could defend himself. Our Mishnah, tahor. So if it's more than that, it's tahor. Again, why don't we say maybe he'll stitch it up? So to Ravin Rishon also any pull. The answer is each one that you pull off is now off. Rav Yosef or Shalat Savar Miyachom Anuri Omer Enochibur Amai. So why don't you say the same thing to Rav Yochanan Anuri, who says that the skin around the neck is not chibur? Hachalim Bekai, it's already on. Abaya, ema seifa chum omim chibur. Look at the seifa chum and say it is connected. El amar baya, if a shomer asuri, then I take me alav kami palgi. Their disagreement is about something else, about a shomer, meaning something that's protecting the food that will fall off by itself. Rasa v'havi shomer. Chacham say it's still a shomer until it's off. Rasa v'havi shomer. Yochum Nurit says it's not off, it's considered off because it will fall off on its own. Meitiv Rabbi Yirmiya, tanur shenit ma kitzad matarin oto. If you have a tanur, a pot-belly stove, an oven that became tamei, how do you matire it? Chokol l'shlosha, you break it into three parts. V'gorera tatfila, you take the bottom part and scrape it ad shebaretz until it's all the way down to the ground. You don't have to do that for low ad shebaretz, it doesn't have to be on the ground. Ma'atom v'yifrim y'arba tfachim, you have to just lower it inside so that it's less than four tfachim high. Why is it tahor? Again, why don't you say, after all, you're going to put it back together? I'll prove to you from the Rabbanan. You see that they had a different position. This is not a machlok. Everybody agrees you divide into three. And you take the lower part and put it to the ground. And so therefore, we're not playing with the Arba Tfachim. Let's say you want to be proactive and prevent tumor from entering your tanur. What do you do? So then you cut it into, break it into three parts and lower it to the ground. There he says you make it less than Arba Tfachim and that way it can't get tameh. We had before the idea that you just mentioned that you break the tanur into three parts. Meaning, it has to have arba tfachim to it as when it's built, and if it's much bigger, if it's broken down, it still has arba. That's all called shirayim. That's a big one. The minute it's done, it doesn't matter how small it is, it's a tanur. Shiarab Rubo, and the Shiraim are a majority of it. Comical, so how little can it be? For Biani Tefach, it can be a Tefach. Shekeno Sim Tanurim, but no Tefach. They make these tiny little Tanurim. Tamadika Shirav Dalad, but now back in Rameri says that the Shiraim have to be at least four. Shirav Dalad Tahor. I mean, so there, why don't you say that he's going to build it up? Again, the same concern Rabbi Yochanan played with, Shalakish Kalim. I mean, Hatam Netzalke Mitzlak, Acha Da'avde Gistera. In that case, with the oven that we solved by saying no, that everybody agrees that you have to break it up, that's that you broke it lengthwise. So there's no way for it to stand at all, and that's in this case. But here you cut it widthwise. What's the value of having a rove of a tefach? It's so small. What he means is, if you have a gadol, which is four, then ruvo, two plus anything. Rabbanan said four, so lokash, have a tanur abat tisha, have a tanur abat shiva. If it's nine, then you need rubo. If it's tanur, then you have seven, then you need four. There's another version of this. Back to the garment. Even if you left a little bit enough on the garment so you could make something small from it, a real garment, it's still tahor. Not or chalim, that you'll restitch it, which led to the entire long discussion we just had of are we concerned that a person will not do rove, as it were, when rove is demanded. But or chashiv, or is significant, unlike fabric. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu or Nami lo chashiv, it's not significant. Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, 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 that's what your purpose is in it, so that's why you were cutting it. And therefore, if it's any less than that shear, less than five, it's not chashuv at all. So the fact that you made it less than five is why it is now tahor. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up in the next podcast. We're going to complete the daf kuf chav dalet all the way to the very bottom of the amud bet. It'll be a short piece, and then continue on from there. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.